Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that I am actually showing up to his apartment. What has gotten into me? A haircut, makeup, perfume, and a matching set. I'm being ridiculous right now. I mean, I even hired a babysitter just for this. What an odd turn of events. It was so nice being able to see him again, though. I guess this world isn't so big after all. He's so soothing to be around. I forgot how easily I fall victim to him. He's also grown up now. We both are. I hope my appearance didn't shock him. He seemed pretty, well, not quite himself. Maybe just with how much I've changed in my look since our high school sweetheart days. I've definitely got more curves now with being a mother. Well, this is his apartment number. It's late, so I better not keep him any longer. He never mentioned if he had work in the morning or not. There you are. Aren't you looking great? It's so nice to see you when it's not on the side of a busy street and people are trying to mow us down. Oh, and what a lovely home you've got for yourself. May I come in? Thank you, dear. The hour is quite late, but when I jokingly suggested my request, I didn't think you'd actually take me up on it, but who am I to deny such hospitality? You're doing it again. Staring. Come on. Will we sit down and have a little catch-up first? I am sure by your staring that you've noticed my body has changed. I had another relationship after you. Fell pregnant and he ran. Lucky me, huh? Don't worry, my little one is a bundle of joy. They have a babysitter for tonight because your offer was just too sweet in passing. You seem apprehensive. If I am intruding too much, I can simply leave. It's not an issue at all. Did I get dolled up for you? I might have. Is that an issue? Oh dear. That look on your face. You're thinking about what it was like before, aren't you? Young and innocent high school sweethearts. Are you sure you want me to answer such a question? You might not like the answer I have to offer you. So be it. Yes, I made a mistake. But no, I will not try to get back out with you, out of respect. I cannot put you through what I did once before. I thought what I wanted was a busy city life. I mean, I drove here for 1 hour just to visit. I got what I wanted in the end and realized that it's pretty empty without someone to share it with. Someone in particular, like you. Mayhaps we shouldn't dwell on such a subject. Although, I suppose that's why we're here in the first place. Other than that, life as well. I have a reasonably paying job, which is more than most people can say. I suppose being career-driven has paid off for me. I have a lovely view of the city, high up. I'll need to invite you over for dinner as a thank you for even entertaining me with my silly request in the first place. It's been so many years, and yet my body still yearns for our secret bedtime routine. I don't know what kind of magic you performed for me all those years ago, but I'm still here wanting it. Well, I did bring my brush. Let me get it out of my bag. Jeez, I kind of feel a bit sheepish. Is this really why we met again? It seems like such a silly reason. I'm sure there are other wilder stories about ex-lovers catching up. Ours is just so unique. Oh, look at you, Mr. Confident, all of a sudden. Admit it, you're the one who got me used to getting my hair brushed right before bed every night. And you're always making jokes about getting me addicted to an ASMR nighttime routine. It has been a solid while since I've got a good night's sleep. And I have a busy day tomorrow, so I could actually really go for this. I assume that with the ASMR offer, I'm staying over tonight. Yes? Hey. Wait, is that a picture of us stuffed away on that bookshelf? You tried to hide it, you stinkerton. Don't be embarrassed. It's not like you weren't an amazing part of my life, too. You don't think you'd ever cross my mind again or something? What we had was just perfect. Young, dumb, and in love, and I went ahead and ruined it. Classic me. My self-destructive tendencies always come in clutch. Thank you. Sorry. I suppose my emotions are a little high. I was shocked at how receptive you were seeing me on the street. At first, I'm pretty sure you didn't realize it was me. I know, I've changed a lot. I suppose trading your comfortable hoodies for pantyhose and heels is quite the leap. I feel like I have to dress the part for work, or no one takes me seriously. It's a little frustrating, but nothing I can't handle, I assure you. I've gotten a lot more self-confidence through my job. At first, people would walk all over me, and I woke up one morning, got myself dressed all proper, and adopted a take-no-prisoners mentality, and then it was as if overnight I was no longer the one to be picked on in the break room. Funny that. Humans can be so cruel without meaning it. Does it take you back all those years ago doing this to me, huh? To a more simple and innocent time. We had our whole lives ahead of us. I remember my favorite thing we used to do was go out and see the constellations together. You had a better phone than me at the time, so we could just look up with it and it would tell us what stars are what. We'd do it until your battery drained. Have the fire pit crackling away and keeping us warm with a blanket bundled around us both. My favorite nights were when multiple planets could be seen. They outshine everything else. What about you? Did you continue to lead that cozy, quiet life of yours? I mean, you've got this apartment, so you can't be doing that bad, right? Don't worry. You weren't supposed to have a crazy life filled to the brim with excitement and thrills. You're a gentle soul that needs a gentle pace. You can sit closer to me if you like. I could lie on your lap, maybe, if it's not too much. I don't know what your personal space bubble is. You've kind of just melted mine away, to be honest. So much has changed, yet you haven't. That's a good thing, I promise. Well, if you insist, I'm not gonna say no, but I will warn you, I might end up falling asleep at this rate.
Humans are complex and nothing.
as easy as it seems on paper. Such a great man. And you're telling me that no one has ever noticed you yet. I find that hard to believe. You've just not found the right one yet. Oh, so you've been rejecting girls. Look at you. Ooh la la. I knew others would see you for how fantastic of a partner you can be. What? I'm not allowed to compliment you. Goodness knows you could probably use it. I thought many times about me potentially destroying your confidence, but meeting you like this, I'm relieved to say you came out what appears to be unscathed at least. Melting my barriers. It's just so nice to reminisce and